You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Your eyes are not deceiving you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a time where we are going to come into prayer with God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's purpose in this. And that's why there's no video today. As you come in, as you are hearing, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hello, somebody. Not seeing, but hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to switch it up a little something on this day, and we're following the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you are blessed. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my new name is blessed. You're blessed coming into the house of thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what I want us to do today is I want us to enter into a place of prayer. Amen. I want us to bring everything that we are carrying, the stuff that we walk around carrying every day, all day, that we have been carrying for the last day, 2 days, year, couple years. Amen. I want us to bring it to God on this day. I want us to be purposeful in our bringings of the weights and our burdens and what is stressing us. Amen. Hallelujah. And what is causing us to worry and what is causing us to have concern. Amen. Even I want us to bring to the throne of grace on this day the things that we are waiting for God to answer in our prayer request. So we're bringing it to the throne. Listen, I want you to know also that we are in the will of God. God has created this moment, and I believe that God is meeting us, amen, in this moment. Somebody say, God is meeting me in this moment. So what we are bringing to God is also our prayer requests, the things that we are hoping for, even if there is no hope. We're bringing that to God Almighty. Hallelujah. We're bringing the afflictions. We're bringing the pains. We're bringing the sickness and the disease. Amen. We're bringing our family members. We're bringing the situations and the circumstances. We're bringing to the throne of grace on this day. Hallelujah. Financial situations, amen, our job situations. We're bringing ourselves to God on this day. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It is our worship. So let us bring ourselves, amen, to God. Because what happens, there's something that happens as we bring ourselves to God. And I'm just going to read the first couple of verses. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Some people need to know that you are acceptable to God, amen, right now. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That as we bring ourselves unto God, transformation happens as we bring ourselves to God. Amen. Revelation happens. We come into a knowing of God's good and acceptable and perfect will for us as we present ourselves to God. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Answers happen as we present ourselves to God. Perspective happens. Amen. As we present ourselves to God, things turning around in our favor happens as we present ourselves to God. Hallelujah. There is a thing that where we are becoming more like God and coming into our true identity and less of functioning and responding and behaving and thinking like the world. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, in this season, we must think like Christ. We must think according to the kingdom where all things are possible. Hallelujah. And we must speak according to the kingdom, according to truth, that with God, with Yahweh, all things are possible. As we on this day present ourselves unto you, O God, a living sacrifice that you deem holy and you deem acceptable. And if we have not, if this is new to us, amen, well, let us do it. Hallelujah, until we get familiar with the action of presenting ourselves unto God. And if we are relatively good at presenting ourselves, well, let us maintain that practice, that daily practice of presenting ourselves unto God. Hallelujah. As a living sacrifice, hallelujah, that now our worship becomes a sweet savior to God, amen, a sweet savor to God, hallelujah. Because there's something that when we set our mind and our intentions on pleasing God, hallelujah, it's reciprocated. Matter of fact, God does more than what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. He gives back unto us more. So God, on this day, we're presenting ourselves unto you. And as we show up in this place, amen, and stay in this place, and trust in this place, and faith in this place, because even coming into this moment, coming into this hour that in the natural you just see, oh, this LA Talk Radio on Facebook Live, okay, and Pastor Mika, she's not, I see a little avatar, but I don't see her, and you can have your natural understandings and trying to make sense of. But if we enter in faith and say, God, it doesn't matter. I see LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live. Mika is not here, but I hear her voice and all that stuff. My faith says, I'm coming to you. And see, what it is we need Jesus in this time. Come on. You don't need me, or we don't need to hear experts of experts. I need to hear from Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to say that. We need to hear from Jesus. You don't need to see me. We need to see Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. We don't need to feel one another or be so mindful of our feelings that it dictates and change colors our day, but I need to feel Jesus. I need to touch Jesus. And that's what we're doing on this day. And that's where my faith is on this day, that we are connecting to Jesus, and that we are reaching out and touching Jesus, just like the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah. In the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there's a story, if you're not familiar with it, about the woman with the issue of blood. And matter of fact, we talked about this woman a few weeks ago. Hallelujah. But her faith, remember we just said it's our faith that I'm coming to Jesus, that her faith said, her faith caused her to think a certain way and talk a certain way and act and move a certain way. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of Jesus's garment, I shall be made whole. Amen. Hallelujah. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And so our faith is coming to this moment. And I pray and I beseech you that we give our full selves to this moment and say, okay, I can be in the living room, in the car, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, wherever I'm in my office, wherever on the go, I'm hearing this. But you know what? I'm going to slow everything down around me. And let's slow everything down around us, because this world functions fast and everything is go, 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 and got to get to the next thing and move. But I believe that we really miss seeing people and really miss experiencing things. And we really miss because we're always thinking about the next thing. But let's slow down into this moment with Jesus, hallelujah. Because if you are under the sound of my voice right now, then I guarantee you that it is Jesus that called you to this moment, that invited you to this moment, hallelujah. And it is in Jesus and with Jesus that we receive truth, and it is in Jesus and with Jesus and through Jesus that we encounter our Father, amen, who art in heaven, who with God, all things are possible. So God, here we are today. Here we are today. Hallelujah. Here we are to worship you today. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're my God, hallelujah. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. And we'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. Thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us. Come on, we're in scripture right now. We're acting like scripture right now, amen, as we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's our worship. There's a transference that happens in our worship. Amen, hallelujah, that heaven is transferred on earth, amen. And somebody said, and heaven is transferred in my body, and heaven is transferred in my mind, and heaven is transferred in my family, and heaven is transferred into my bank accounts, and heaven is transferred into my workplace, and heaven is transferred into my career, and heaven is transferred, hallelujah, and I see purpose, amen, and my purpose is revealed to me. God, we thank you on this day. We thank you on this day for heaven on earth. Hallelujah, oh God. We declare heaven on earth. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for touching every single person that is under the sound of my voice right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for pouring out a fresh anointing on every single person on the sound, under the sound of my voice right now, oh God. An anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. An anointing, oh God, that is so powerful to destroy addictions and strongholds and bondages and loose shackles, oh God, and give perspective, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and I thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice is receiving light in those places where it's dark and dim and there is no vision and there is no clarity and there is a lack of knowing which way to go. Oh God, Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, we thank you, oh God, that it is you leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. It is you that is giving us light. It is you that is ordering our footsteps. It is you, oh God, that is making a way out of no way. It is you, hallelujah, that is making paths, oh God, in the midst of seas. And it's you, oh God, that's making streams of water in our desert places. And I thank you on this day, oh God, that you are pouring into those empty places, in those empty vessels. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that where we are lacking, hallelujah, where we are lacking financially, where we are lacking in resources, where we are lacking in help, where we are lacking in know-how, where we are lacking in knowing what to do and how to move, where we are lacking in patience, where we are lacking in love, where we are lacking in joy, oh God, I thank you. Where we are lacking in health, oh God, I thank you for filling those places, oh God, of a lack, and changing it, oh God, and turning it around, oh God, to look like heaven, to smell like heaven, to taste like heaven, to feel like heaven, to sound like heaven on this blessed day. I believe it to be so. If you believe it to be so, say hallelujah. Again, we are talking about faith. And so you're not going to get it if you're trying to understand and make sense of even what's happening right now with your own natural mind. My Bible, and I trust that your Bible says, hallelujah, that we are to lean on God. Amen. That we trust not in our own, we lean not rather in our own understanding, but we trust God. Hallelujah. I'm turning to it right now. Amen. Because I want to read it for surety. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as I turn to Proverbs 3. Because we believe God, hallelujah, and I believe God, hallelujah. And this is a place, amen, where our faith system and our belief system, amen, and our walk by faith is strengthened, it grows, hallelujah, it's fueled, hallelujah. Somebody, thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 3, write it down, or you can turn to it quickly. Otherwise, write it down and spend some time with it later. See, we need to spend more time with Christ Jesus, and we need to spend more time in the Word of God, and we need to spend more time even in that silent place. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, to Proverbs 3, verse 5, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Can I read it again? And you just maybe even close your eyes, amen, and hear this as the Holy Spirit, as the Lord is speaking to you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, acknowledge God, acknowledge Christ, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Even in this moment, as we, as the Holy Spirit has us moving a different way, even different than everyone else that has a show on LA Talk Radio, right? We trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And what I even hear from the Holy Spirit right now, amen, is that God wants to do a new thing. And God wants to do a different thing. Amen. Hallelujah. But will you give yourself over to God and allow him to do the new thing? Hallelujah. Will you, amen, trust God and follow his instructions when it goes against the status quo, and when it goes against the grain, and when it goes in a direction that looks opposite? Than everyone else, or than your industry, or amen, or the people around you, or your friend group. Because even right now, what God, and this is a prophetic sign to, a prophetic picture of, because what God has me doing by coming on this live in this fashion is abnormal. And I hear my Lord saying that I want to do the abnormal thing, hallelujah. And I want to do the miraculous thing. And I want to do the supernatural thing. And I want to do the impossible thing. And I want to do the thing that men eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, that which God has in store for those who love him. And I am also reminded that God's ways are not like our ways. Amen. Hallelujah. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Hallelujah. And so in order to discover, amen, a higher way and a better way and higher thoughts and truth thoughts, we must give ourselves over to God. And I say, therefore, I beseech ye, dear brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is your our reasonable service. Because his ways are not like our ways, and his thoughts are not like our thoughts. They are higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I want to turn to it. Amen. Can we turn to Isaiah? Because I want you to hear and know and see. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And it's time to hear the word of God. Look. I'm gonna start at Isaiah 55. I'm gonna start at verse 6, because we are doing this right now. I pray that you are staying with me. I pray that. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. We are seeking him. Hallelujah. We are calling unto him. Hallelujah. And what happens when we seek? We find. What happens when we call? He answers. Please know that even when you go forth and you have your own prayer time, you have your own conversation time with Jesus, you have your own seeking time, God hears. You are not alone. God is answering. It is your cries are not falling on deaf ears. Hallelujah. Again, will we give ourselves over to a new way? Come on. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the way. Will we give ourselves over to Jesus, the way? Let the wicked forsake his way. Oh, come on. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. Come on. And let him return unto the Lord. Ah! And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water the earth and bring it and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And so, God, we thank you that you are sending your word into our lives. We thank you, oh God, that you are sending a word of healing, hallelujah, into our into the sick bodies, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are sending a word of prosperity into the poor places of our lives, hallelujah, in the into our finances, oh God, into our business, oh God. Hallelujah, into our relationships, oh God, into our mind, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are sending a word of life and life more abundantly, hallelujah. Even the touching of the organs, hallelujah, and the helping in all things, oh God, and restoring us, hallelujah, and giving us double for our trouble, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are pulling us up out of our past and the past transgressions and the past things that can keep us hindered, hallelujah, and stifled, hallelujah, and crippled, hallelujah. But God, we thank you on this day. We thank you on this day, oh God, that you have more for us and you have better for us and you want to show us more and you want to reveal to us who we are in you, Christ Jesus, and you want to bring us into a deeper and a richer relationship with you and a richer spirituality and a greater wisdom and a greater functioning by faith. And God, we say thank you. We say thank you, oh God. We trust you in this new way. I trust you. Come on. How am I going to preach following his ways and I don't follow his ways? I trust you in the new way. Even as I open my eyes and again stare at the screen where there is no visual. The camera is not on and there's no visual picture of me, but I will follow you into the new way. Somebody say, I will follow you into the new way. I will follow you in your way. I will trust you in your way. I will look to you as you lead me in your way. I will wait for you in your way. I will lean on you in your way. I'm talking about transformation. I'm talking about God taking us higher, deeper, further. I'm talking about God enlarging our territory. I'm talking about God making a way out of no way. I'm talking about God who is able, hallelujah, to do all things, who is able to resurrect the dead, yes, even right now. I'm talking about his resurrecting power. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we're talking about God's resurrecting power. Somebody needs to hear right now that there is nothing too hard for God. Someone needs to hear right now that there is no thing that is impossible for God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is bringing me to Exodus as he led the children of Israel out by his way. As he delivered them from bondage, that they were in bondage for 430 something years, and God delivered them from this hard place. See, what happens is if we've been dealing with an affliction or a bondage or an ailment or a situation or an entanglement or a complication, or even if we've been waiting for a long time, the waiting for a long time starts to choke out our faith and choke out our hope and starts to steer our mind in a direction of this is going to be like this forever, or maybe that this is God's will, or this is an impossible that's just going to be. When I say no, I say no, because in my Bible from Genesis to Revelation, hallelujah, there's instances, amen, of it having, it being a long time. And God coming in and overriding and swallowing up and consuming that long time with blessing, with deliverance, with prosperity, with wholeness, with revelation, with a new land. Taking care of the enemy himself. Come on, supernatural overcoming. Good news, amen. Somebody said faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. And there's time, sometimes, all the time, amen. I gotta sit in this place of hearing the gospel, hearing the word of God, hearing about God's way. Hallelujah. 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 We're talking about God's way. We're talking about God's way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you. We are doing relationship right now with Jesus. We are doing relationship right now, even right now. Yes, right now. Hello, right now. Somebody say hello right now with Jesus. Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus. That at the mere mention of his name, demons tremble. Jesus, that the winds and the seas obey him. Jesus. Jesus. That cancer has to bow down to the name of Jesus. And debt has to diminish at the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rebo Shandarabasanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just have a little personal time with Jesus? Amen, right now. Can we just have a little silent moment? If you still rocking with me and the Holy Spirit in this moment, can we just have a little silent moment with Jesus? Again, we're going against the way of the world, and we're going against the grain, and we're going against the tide. Amen. Who goes on a talk radio and say, okay, let's get quiet? Who does that? Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Because some of us, we need more silent time. We need to cultivate that place of quiet, still. Bible says, be still and know that I am God. It also, when Elijah was hiding in a cave, amen. Scripture says that God wasn't in an earthquake, he wasn't in a fire, he wasn't in the wind. He came in a still, small voice. We can be looking for him one way, according to our ways, and he says, step into my way so you can see me, hear me, feel me, smell me, touch me, reflect me, think like me, talk like me, walk like me. So can we do that even right now? Can we do that? Can we get a couple of seconds of silence? As God meets us in this place, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm still here. We're still here. We are still here. We are in the holy place. We're in the holy place with Jesus. Amen. We're in the holy place with God. This is what God is asking of us. Will you meet me in that silent place? See, we're going the way of God. And I want to read this scripture as we are coming to an end of our time together. Amen. Hallelujah. And I truly pray that this has been a blessing. And I pray that as I give myself over to God and how to serve Him, being a blessing to His beloved children, amen, and how to, and I'm being transparent in how, what type of prayer hour He wants us to enter into, because I believe that as we enter in this place, we will see, amen, God's miracles, signs, and wonders, hallelujah, and there will be testimonies of God's resurrecting power. This is my faith, and this is what I believe. And so we're closing with this scripture. Remember, because we're following the way. There's only one way, and it's the way. It's Jesus's way. It's God's way. But check this out, because remember, I told you, and I'm telling you, and I'm telling myself that God's way will not be the typical way a lot of times. It will not be the predictable way all the time. It will not be the make sense way. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, definitely. I got to do that. Let me handle that. It will not be that all the time. But if we want to experience God, and we want to show people God who is bigger and greater and better, I submit to you, follow His way, obey His way, trust His way, lean on His way. Exodus 13 in chapter 13, verse 17, Exodus 13 and 17, it says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, come on, we're talking about an impossible. Remember, Pharaoh was like, I'm not letting them go. He only let them go because of the mighty hand of God. God is working on your behalf. That God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Come on, this was the typical way. This was definitely the way to go. Okay, we're leaving out of Egypt. Let's go through the Philistines. The land of the Philistines. Although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So although that was the closest way and the best way, amen, for the children of Israel, it wasn't the best way. This is why. They would have ran up all into traps and would have ended up back in bondage. Come on, this is why we follow God. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. I'm just going to stop right there. He led them the way where they could see who their God. They could see who Yahweh. They could see who I am that I am. Eya Asa Eya. They could meet Him in that place and see Him and discover His love for them. They went the way of God's miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, in verse 21, they were led by a pillar of cloud and fire. Look, it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And so this is also supernatural. When people normally would be walking through night, they would have to stop and take up camp because they had no light. Amen. And it was impossible to go any further. But with God, they were able to keep going when everybody else has stopped. You're able to do what people say you can't do. You're able to become what people in your past say you can't become. Come on. That as we follow God's way. Amen. Amen. So God, we thank you today. I thank you for this time that I lean into this time. It's a prophetic sign that whomever come up under the sound of my voice, that you having us lean into a new way. Lean into a new system. Lean into a new thought system. Lean into, hallelujah, a faith walk. Lean into not conforming, but being transformed, that they will be the light and the salt. Lean into you, that we are able to witness, experience, consume, reflect your miracles, signs, and wonders. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing each and every single person under the sound of my voice. In Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I thank you for providing good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in our lives, oh God. I thank you for blessing the work of our hands, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for ordering our footsteps and causing us to elevate and go higher in you and go higher in success and prosperity, only to give you the glory. I thank you, oh God, that what we have been looking at as too hard or impossible, you're stepping in those places and you're resurrecting, reconciling, restoring, healing, blessing, and delivering in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.